B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yes, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
By way of introduction, I am Sir Ian Astbury.
Sir, wait, and I'm Ian Astbury. Sir, what do you get that title for?
A Knight of the British Empire.
Wow.
Like
Sir Real Elton British John Knight.
Or, yeah.
However, I speak to you today gladly as your new neighbor and as a personal representative and envoy of Sheikh Abdul Biz Halal Aziz.
Who's that? Well, why you call me about all of this stuff, sir?
I have heard some speculation regarding a certain property on your Summerlin Road.
Yes?
That had formerly been known as the Zoomer's Amusement Complex.
Yeah, what do you know about that, sir?
The Sheikh has purchased this property, and he has asked me to contact you so as to dampen the speculation and to let the good people of South Florida know
Southwest.
That they will have a wonderful, wonderful entertainment option that will be finished by the end of this calendar year. When the Sheikh gives his word, it is a sacred bond.
Okay. And so you, sir, are representing the Sheikh.
I am his personal representative
whatever.
And envoy.
Envoy.
Now, the Sheikh would like to have exceptional relations with you people.
With you people? What? Me? Personally?
The natives.
The natives. You mean the locals who live here?
The natives. Americans, yes.
The Americans.
And the Sheikh has issued a statement, and I understand from acquaintances of mine that you are possibly the most popular radio presenters in this geographic area. Yeah,
we're very well-known presenters. Let's leave it at that. But
so the Sheikh, with much respect, requests your assistance in getting the word out on this project.
Okay, well, fine.
I have a statement here from the Sheikh that will be printed in tomorrow's News of Naples Daily.
Yes.
And the Press News of Fort Myers.
Uh-huh.
And if I may, would like to read you the Sheikh's brief statement
Go
that
ahead.
Should put to rest some of these rumors.
Fair enough, Sir Wellington of Beef. Go ahead.
Upon me, sir?
Nothing. Go ahead. Sirloin.
Sirloin of Beef. It
appears you may have some confusion regarding my name.
No, I don't know. What is your name?
Sir Ian Astbury.
Okay. Well, go right ahead and read the Sheikh's statement.
It would be my pleasure,
then,
sir.
Then get on with it.
This coming... These are the direct words of Sheikh Abdul Biz Halal Aziz. Dear Americans, after receiving so much money due to your rising fuel prices, I, the Sheikh, have decided to give something back to you Americans.
You Americans.
In fact, I, the Sheikh, am in such fine monetary standing that I plan to buy my extensive harem of wives, all of which I have sex with often, another herd of camels.
What?
My personal representative informed me of an unopened amusement lot on your Summerlin Road, which none of you stupid Americans could find a use for. I am happy to announce that I, the Sheikh, have purchased this piece of American soil to provide entertainment of many types. I will provide entertainment to which you Americans are accustomed to, similar to your monster trucks and bucking bronco rides. I will dazzle you with shiny objects and sexually explicit material you have grown to love in your pathetic country. Animals will be butchered.
What?
We will serve the carcasses deep fried with a side of your freedom fries. I, the Sheikh, am also proud to say that no unclean woman will be allowed to enter my American-style amusement park.
What?
I do not approve of American women with their capri pants and lack of face veils. They sicken me. In my country, women are simply amusement for wealthy camel owners such as myself. The only women allowed in my American-style amusement park are women I will provide for my carnival of flesh. Furthermore, none of your American hamburgers will be served within the confines of my American-style amusement park. In its place will be lamb. In conclusion, I hope that you silly Americans will flock like chickens to my American amusement park. My personal representative informed me that my amusement park will be easily seen from your Summerlin Road and located easily by the flags of my nation waving high into your American sky, much higher than your silly American flags, and the stench of camel urine should also provide an easy-to-follow trail. Sincerely, Sheikh Abdul Biz Halal Aziz.
Hmm. You
Any
know
questions?
What? Yeah, I got plenty of questions. One, get ready, tell the Sheikh, get ready for failure again for the umpteenth time there. And you, well, how much money is he paying you in your pocket, sir, to be his mouthpiece in going in American style? Well, you're on American soil, sir.
Sir, the cultures are very, very different. And I should inform you.
Yeah?
Now, this particular piece of real estate, we'll serve...
Sir, are you smoking...
Absolutely. Is that a problem?
Yeah, it's beginning to be a problem with your speech cadence. You know, stopping in mid-sentence to take a pull.
Well, I apologize. In my culture, that's quite common. Now, this piece of property will, in fact, revert to the Sheikh's home country. It will no longer be considered American soil because we have filed the paperwork to have it registered as a consulate. So your
well, nobody's
going to
come.
Apply.
Nobody's going to come. If you're going to go and talk about you must have clean women there who are veiled and American women with their capri pants and you're serving lamb and your burgers
the,
are gone.
The women there,
what
to
you
clarify,
call
will
freedom
be there
fries.
For the amusement of men.
Well, that might draw a few people, a few gawkers, but it's supposed to be for kids and tourists and stuff to enjoy.
A couple of other bullet points that I feel are quite important.
You talk all you want, because this will never happen.
The Sheikh has instructed me, and perhaps you can help me with some basic geography.
Uh-huh, sure.
Are you familiar with areas known as Suncoast Estates and Pine Manor?
Sure, yeah. Yes, we are.
I have been instructed to herd all the women from these locations and put them in the Sheikh's employ.
For what reason?
For
his amusement?
A reason of a cruel and sexual nature.
Yeah, there are plenty of them there for him.
And we would like to assure the families of anyone in our employ that should there be a fatal accident, that as an act of goodwill... The bereaved will receive a settlement of 500 gallons of gasoline.
Wow. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Also, to show our goodwill, we will operate the largest petrol station in your area.
Really? So at this amusement park, there's going to be a gas station, too?
The largest gas station you've ever seen.
Really? Well, let me ask you one question, sir, ass. Would you be able to, at this world's largest gas station, or biggest one we've ever seen in the area, would you be able to get a egg salad sandwich there?
If that's your custom,
yeah.
any ancillary business associated with the petrol
right.
probably be managed by one of your American managers.
Right, okay. Burritos and egg salad.
Our intention with this is as an act of goodwill, we
goodwill,
will be selling gas at less than a dollar a gallon.
What?
And this is a multi-pronged. Our intentions on this are numerous. First and foremost, it will generate goodwill among the natives, and it's our hope that we would put American business owners out of business with our ridiculously low prices.
That's what it would do. That's what it would do. And you realize with your ridiculous low prices of a dollar a gallon, being that you are in the United States of America and the state of Florida and the county of Lee, you will have to attach the proper taxes to that petrol.
This will be sovereign soil
it's
of the state's
home country.
It's going to be
100 years before you get that. It won't happen here.
If there was a local Bobby
cop,
who
police
decided to play Rambo and set foot onto our property, we would have every right to shoot him in the head.
Oh.
And there's not a damn thing you could do about it.
Okay.
I am a man accustomed to getting my way, and let me get
apparently
down to brass tacks.
No, you are not the man accustomed to getting your way. You're in the back pocket of a sheik. You're on your knees bowing to him at his whim.
Not a bad place to be.
Yeah.
Don't knock it till you try it. Now, we are familiar with you as a radio presenter. Have
yes.
you any talent?
What do you have in mind for us to do?
Do you have any talent?
Such as?
Talent.
I've got plenty of talent.
Can you sing? Can you dance? Can you amuse people for extended periods of time?
How much you paying?
Double whatever you're making now.
Done.
Can you now work for the sheik?
I haven't signed nothing. I haven't signed anything. I don't work for anybody.
In our culture, you just agreed the man's word is his bond.
Yeah.
You will be murdered and your head sent
don't
to your
threaten
mother.
Me. You know what?
Via your Federal Express.
Yeah, you go to hell. You go to hell.
This is hardly how I expected to be greeted. This is going to be a wonderful
it
thing.
It is not going to be wonderful.
Cheap and plentiful gasoline and dancing girls.
And put more?
Flying carpets. Camels.
Here, goodbye, sir.
Good day, sir.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong.
you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Nah, I shut it right off because the outcome was determined at that point.
I'm never going to watch another NFL game. I'm done with the NFL.
Yeah, until the Giants make the playoffs.
Well, I'll be back. But give me a reason to be back. I was saying this to somebody down the hall. You know him as Rick Peterson, our production guy. I might even say it to Zito, too. I think, I could be wrong, but I know my trends and feelings, and I think the Super Bowl has peaked. It peaked a few years ago. That it's now becoming just a mess.
Well, we were just talking about how my experience is different than yours because you watched it.
Yeah.
I watched in the first quarter, and there was a play involving the guy who didn't get called in New Orleans.
Right.
And I told you, they're going to flag this guy. It doesn't matter for what. They're going to get him.
Yeah.
And the Patriots are deep in their own territory, 3rd and 20, and the Rams, the line just destroys them, and that cornerback tackles the receiver behind the line of scrimmage.
Because Brady just throws that little quick one, and he gets it, and he gets tackled, and I'm like, holy smokes, this is
great. That was a great play. Great play.
Flag.
And if you noticed, that's when I shut the game off, because I'm listening to them. Tony Romo's not saying anything. Nance isn't saying anything. And so they bring in the chief of officials or whoever the hell that guy is.
Must establish as a runner.
And you can tell as they're trying to explain this away, the game's already going on again, that they don't believe it. And they're trying to guess what the flag might be as play has resumed. And I shut it off.
We used to, Haney and I used to, we lived through it, and a lot of you younger people haven't. We used to live through what they used to call the boring Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to the 70s and early 80s, a lot of the Super Bowls.
Defense wins championships.
Were dogs. This one surpassed anything that you and I saw in the 70s or early 80s because lowest points scored. When you're in the fourth quarter and it's 3-3, something ain't right. Well, of course, those two teams shouldn't have been there. It should have been the Saints and the Chiefs.
And, you know, if you're going to throw a game, maybe you can get away with one obvious jobber like the one we just described. But another way to do it is, well, the more opportunities Brady has, let's try and keep that Rams defense out there and tire them out.
Here's what I didn't get. You've got Wade Phillips, who is, by all standards, one of the best defensive minds ever in football. One of the best ever.
With an all-star front four.
Now, you didn't see this part because you had shut it off. It was the drive for the only touchdown that was scored in the game late in the fourth quarter. Answer me this, because I would like an answer, but there is none. And Tony Romo was pointing it out as the drive was going on.
He's good.
Well, congratulations to Tony Romo making his first Super Bowl. Now,
he's
good. Well, he's fresh off the game, so he knows. He's telling
well, other
you what's going to play.
Other people have been fresh off the game, like a Phil Sims, but they don't tell you. He tells you.
He's good. Now, and he was saying this as the drive was going on. Those of you that saw the Gronkowski catch just before the touchdown when he took it right almost to the goal line. Romo's telling you that Brady is running the same pass patterns every play. And he's doing the short ones for big yards. And he ran it, getting first downs, he ran it like 4 or 5 times in a row. And the whole time, Romo's telling you, he's running the same patterns, the exact same patterns every play. Now, You've got Phillips. Wade, Bum, was his daddy, Bum Phillips?
Did you see he put on the old jacket and cowboy hat?
You're going to tell me the best defensive mind ever in the NFL can't spot that and have his defense cover that? Okay, he gets away with it one, two, three plays. Then Wade Phillips should be saying, hey, this is what they're doing every play. Let's cover it. Nope. Kept going, marching all the way down the field, which neither team did the entire game on the same pass patterns.
So basically what Brady was doing was a rock, paper, scissors where he just keeps going rock, 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 and winning.
Yep. And you're not covering that? The Rams' defense was spectacular all game. And you're going to have a series because somebody's saying, oh, holy geez, we better get a touchdown in this Super Bowl or we're doomed. And he runs the same play, different receivers he was hitting, but they were all running the same patterns. Boom, 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 first down, boom. And it's like you're the defense, like the Rams that they were playing, and your defensive coach, you're not spotting that? You're not? You're just going to let him do it? And then the heartbreaker was the interception at the end.
Well, I think the heartbreaker was when the Patriots are simply trying to run down the clock, they get into field goal range.
Yeah, well, yeah, kick it so that nothing goes wrong.
No, but I mean, they weren't trying.
Yeah, who's the number 12 on the Rams? Had Namath's old number. He's the receiver.
Brandon Cooks?
Yeah. He had one.
Oh, it was beautiful.
In the end zone.
Yeah, I saw the highlights.
In his hands.
And that changes everything.
What the hell?
What is your phone yelling about?
The phone.
Is the phone listening to us?
The phone was listening to us. And, I have a complete transcript of our first break.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Well, I see. I might have. I shut it off. It was a complete transcript.
It's gone now?
And it was reading it back, yeah, because I wanted to shut it off.
Oh, I would have loved to have heard that.
It's like, holy smokes. And the phone is off. The phone has nothing turned on, and the ringer is off,
well,
and it's going to do that.
Stan, when you're under government surveillance.
Yeah. I already know I'm being
Our friend Roger told you about it.
Do you know that every time that thing goes off about that is when we're talking about something controversial, where we're basically saying the Super Bowl's fixed.
And they don't like that.
And then they're going to go
Because we
and
should be
us.
More responsible as broadcasters.
Oh, what a giant that Tom Brady. You know, I will say, this Edelman, what a maniac. This guy, nobody can cover him. He got the MVP.
I was reading, because I don't know if it's happened yet, but their defensive coordinator is supposed to be the next Dolphins coach.
That's right.
And so I've been reading about him and the people he's going to bring with him. And, you know, obviously he's, class guy, and he's not going to talk about the Dolphins while he's still coaching the Patriots. But they were asking, you know, we hear about the Patriot way. What is the Patriot way? And I don't know if it was him or the offensive coordinator, but they said, you know, it's simpler than you think. Other teams, they will go and chase a guy, you know, as a free agent or in the draft because of the measurables. Look at this guy. He can fly. I mean, it's obvious. He's faster than everybody else.
Yeah.
And they'll want to get that guy. Whereas the Patriots will have that guy, and they'll have another guy who's a good player without great physical talent. What they look for is, we will bypass the guy with the great physical talent over a good player who's smart enough to understand what we're doing.
Yep.
And that's what many
desire.
That's what many point to as their success is, if you look at them, line them up with the measurables, they're not the greatest team in the NFL.
No, I'm just looking at these texts.
What?
Somebody says Edelman would fail a PED test if he was tested today. Your guy was suspended for four games, Haney, for the season for doing what he did.
My guy?
Yeah, it just said
who's
it.
My guy?
He was suspended 4 games this season. Don't hate.
Who is my guy?
I don't know who your guy.
Because I don't have a dog in that fight.
The guy that hit got the penalty.
He's not my guy. I just pointed out after that whole fiasco in New Orleans,
and
they were going to get him.
No favorites. He doesn't even know the guy's name.
Roby Nickel Coleman.
Yeah, we'll be back.
That sounds made up, but
yeah, sounds good.
Yeah,
I believe it.
But you know, Edelman was a quarterback.
Yeah.
And so you got him out running routes.
Yeah.
He knows the whole game plan.
Sure does. MVP.
He knows what he's doing. He knows why he's doing it.
I'm done with the NFL.
Which is different than go run fast.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the afternizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp. But it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition following what should be a holiday, the Super Bowl. I felt like it this morning. Holy smokes.
Well, all you did was watch television.
Yep, and it's true. But you're thinking about it and all that. And, you know, and I got to hand it to my girlfriend. My daughter came over. We had the game on. She came over after work. And my girlfriend was in the kitchen baking and cooking so that we had all kinds of stuff out for the Super Bowl. I sat in my recliner, feet up, and the food just kept coming out to the coffee table all night long. What? It's true. She was amazing. Amazing.
You sure about this wedding?
What about it?
Because it seems like things are going so well right now.
Yeah, I know. Maybe the wedding will spoil it all.
Yeah, and at that point, you'll go, okay, you remember all that baking and cooking? That was for this. Now I own your ass. Get to work.
Although she did want to include you with the, think about it, don't say something on the spur of the moment, but she's like selecting music for like the ceremony and all that, but she can't figure out that after we're pronounced man and wife and we go down the aisle, that she needs to select some music for after we're married. And she said, why don't you, Haney knows his music, why don't you ask him what should be played when it's all done and we're leaving? So think about it, and she'll go.
She really wants that?
Yeah, and she'll go with your suggestion.
You mean for the actual processional?
Yeah, when we leave, you know, we now pronounce you man and wife, you kiss the bride, and then it's all done, and we start walking back down the aisle after it's all done, and then we get to go gambling.
Well, but that's traditional.
Yeah, well,
doesn't want traditional?
She's going with the traditional coming in there. But wants a little something special leaving.
So she's coming in. And then at the end.
She don't want that.
She doesn't want that.
No. So she said, you think of something.
That is dangerous.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by
reckless.
Pewter Mug North.
I would not advise it.
I tried telling her. all right. Super Bowl 53 in the books.
And now, here's your complete wrap-up of Super Bowl 53.
Boring.
Boring.
This has been your complete wrap-up of Super Bowl 53.
Yep, there you go. You can't get back the 3-4, depending on how long you watch, 5 hours. You can't get it back. That's time you lost. Here are some ideas of what you could have been doing.
So, football fan, the big game is history, and you sat through every boring minute of it. 4+ hours of a game that should have been called Punapalooza. Through diligent research, we've compiled a list of some of the things you could have done during that 4 hours and change.
Thinned out your Facebook friends. Thinned out the hair in your ears. Planted an herb garden. Planted a relative. Organized your sock drawer. Had sex once if you're Sting. Joined a gym. Joined a cult. Joined a cult who meets in a gym. Oh, wait, that's CrossFit. Sacrificed a chicken. Sacrificed a virgin. Sacrificed a virgin chicken. But how could you tell? We don't want to know. Painted a mustache on a Tom Brady poster. Painted a mustache on a Gisele Bündchen poster. Send a condolence card to the Rams kicker. Send a Monster.com application to the Rams kicker. Or eat wings, pizza, and nachos until you pass out.
because whatever would have come out of you would have been way more exciting than the game.
Yep. Oh, in case you missed it.
And there it is. The dynasty continues. And the Patriots have added another chapter to their legacy.
Even Tony Romo, congratulations, he didn't play, but he made his first Super Bowl. Tony Romo, he tells it like it is. And like Haney said, I kind of like him. He knew there was nothing going on. He knew this was a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be the end of the first half. And if you like offensive football, well, too bad. If you like defensive football, well, there you go.
And the game is tied at 3.
Well, I can't believe it. We got points.
Yes, we do.
3-3, and it feels like we got a scoring spree going on.
Right you are, Tony.
All right, I don't appreciate this comment. Walk out to This Is the End by the Doors.
See, that's the kind of thing that your average person would come up with.
Yeah, your average person.
What I come up with would be much, yeah, much dull.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would scar people.
See? Think twice about that one. All right. Super Bowl aside.
I don't know what's going on with me. You know? I got all these weddings this year.
Yeah, I know you do. I got a lot of weddings.
To myself. But, hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with the cat this weekend?
What do you mean?
I don't mean to be rude. Yeah. But, I mean, have you looked in a mirror?
What?
You're all kind of caught up.
Don't ask. I can't talk about it. Had a long weekend. Had to do something on Saturday. Don't ask about it. That's why I enjoyed just sitting at home in the recliner watching the Super Bowl. Saturday was bad.
I mean, you look like you walked into a mirror.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry. Police in Georgia are looking for a guy. This guy is about as low as it comes. They're looking for a guy who pulled a Super Bowl ticket scam on his friends and family. Yep. He even pulled the scam on his mother. He collected thousands of dollars from them and claimed he was buying them Super Bowl tickets. Then he disappeared.
You know where he is? I really don't. I'm sorry. He hasn't been in town since January 3rd, so I don't know what to say.
First reached out to him in November. Everything seemed legit.
A 100-level seating with access to the concierge lounge and a few pre-parties.
It's not that he posted something.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ad and random people are contacting this guy for tickets and being scammed. He's known these people for many years. One of them he's known his whole life because it's his own mother. But it's a very odd situation that you would take people this close to you and scam this out of this kind of money and then just disappear.
Mm-hmm. Haney, there's a reason why you and I have never been to Hawaii. Can you imagine? That's a long flight. Even when you leave L.A., it's a long flight to get out there.
Yeah, and getting to L.A. is murder. I can't imagine, you know, another 5-6 hours after that.
A Hawaiian Airlines flight out of Los Angeles had to turn back 3 times last Friday.
Nobody's perfect.
Because of 3 different unrelated issues with the plane. 2 of those times, the plane was already in the air. Finally, after the 3rd time, they just canceled the flight.
I was really anxious just because I was really nervous. It was making a lot of weird sounds, and the captain, they weren't really giving us a lot of information. One lady got kicked off because she was upset. She was like throwing a fit and they kicked her off. A lot of us are missing our hotels in Maui right now and connecting flights. A lot of people are really upset.
Mm. Thank you, Neil. We do this once a month. It is the best news bloopers for the month. This is what happened in January 2019, your local news teams.
A Tokyo startup developed the satellites to create shooting stars on demand.
The ground is now good to see. Oh, you've been joined by a beautiful lady.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
A little bit of pleasure every single time you eat.
So you heard it. Pleasure yourself with that food. That came out wrong.
To say their final goodbyes to this fallen Louisville police officer, D.D. Megadudu. I'm sorry, Mangudu.
The worst is when you get like a chewy, stringy piece of
beef. Yeah, when you're fighting with the sandwich, like, give me my food.
Yeah, and then half of it comes out, half the filling comes out.
You get the chin spank when it comes out and
that's
lands on your chin.
Over 880,000 boxes of Girl Scouts will be Girl Scout cookies will be distributed this weekend.
You want to clarify that?
We don't have boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
In case you were wondering, Saturday was Groundhog Day in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Of course, being
Gobbler's Knob.
Being radio veterans, we've been focused on, you know, arcane things like that our whole career.
Yeah.
But really, when the Bill Murray movie came out, that's when the world knows about it now.
Did he or did he not, Punxsutawney Phil,
Stan?
See his shot? What? Yeah.
You got it, like, right below your eye?
Yeah, I know.
Just a little bit of blood. You might want a tissue.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go back to Saturday in Punxsutawney Phil, Gobbler's Knob. Guess what? He didn't see his shadow. Oh, that's the wrong. That's a guy getting tased and catching fires. Sorry. Sorry on that one.
Phil was pretty vocal this year.
I'll get back to that. That was a guy that was tased.
Do you want a tissue?
No. And he caught on fire.
One of those little cuts is openly weeping.
I know, and it hurts. Let's go to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, where Punxsutawney Phil.
Okay, Phil, we got to get serious here, buddy. Okay, look me in the eyes. We have a prediction.
I just read this, okay? Faithful followers, there is no shadow of me. A beautiful spring, it shall be.
Ah. Yeah, I had the obligation on Saturday myself. They have Punxsutawney Phil. I don't know how many know this, but here in Fort Myers, we have Muskie the Muskrat. And I had to go to Manatee Park off of State Road 80 for the little ceremony they had where they wanted me there to find out if Muskie the Muskrat saw a shadow.
Was this a paid gig?
I volunteered because it's still a small thing. They want to start a tradition.
Okay.
I would have asked you, but I couldn't get a hold of you.
Well, that's by design.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we have what happened. That's Punxsutawney Phil. We had our own. With Muskie the Muskrat.
You sure you don't want a tissue?
No, I'm good.
We take you out now to Manatee Park for Southwest Florida's annual Muskrat Day celebration. Stan is there with that portly 12-pound rodent prognosticator, the lovable Muskie the Muskrat, who's about to tell us just when we can expect the arrival of spring.
What's that, Muskie? Is there going to be 6 more weeks of winter? Come on. Tell me. Oh, Muskie, you nipped me. You nipped me in the ear, you little thing. Come on, 6 more weeks. You see your shadow? You see?
Get the hell off me, you son. Get off of me. Oh, my neck.
Okay, let's. Whew. Just a little blood. Okay, let me go and try this again. Thank you, everybody, for showing up here at Manatee Park. Anyway, let's go again. What's that? What's that, Muskie? Stop! Fight, Muskie! Muskie! Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh! Oh! 911! 911! Oh! Sweet Jesus! Oh!
Oh! It appears we have lost the signal. We will check back with Stan hopefully soon.
So I want to thank everybody who came out Saturday. It was lots of fun. Great for the kids.
Sure you don't want some Neosporin?
Good. 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 We still don't know if he's Muskie saw a shadow. Don't know. He's in a what they call a have a heart trap.
Well, what does it mean if the animal goes berserk?
I don't know. But boy,
is that good or bad?
That has a bite too. It can't nip you. It has to close all the way.
Well, like you said, it's a new thing.
Yeah,
it's and
new.
So we will just have to wait and interpret.
Yeah.
Whether we get spring like weather.
Yeah.
That'll mean that in future years, if you're attacked by the muskrat, it'll be good news.
Tradition's been set.
Yep.
They'll find somebody else to do it next year.
And, vice versa. Yep. If we get a bunch of cold weather, if you're attacked, that'll mean more winter. So we'll just have to see.
Going to wrap up the grab bag with you be the judge. You be the judge. There is a new band out of Chicago called Shout. Spelled not S-H-O-U-T, C-H-O-U-T, Shout.
Well, if they're going to spell it that way, they should either be from Canada or Louisiana.
They have a new song out that's getting a lot of attention. It's called Seasons. The band Shout, their latest new song, Seasons, and everybody says it sounds just like Alice in Chains. You be the judge. Is this new hot band with their latest single out of Chicago just an Alice in Chains copy?
Seasons cry for no one. You and I were nothing. I don't want to say.
Yeah, I love it. New sound.
Seasons cry.
What do we all think? Love the groovy tunes.
I'll be kind.
I'm not joking either.
You know, my guitar hero and ended up being a good buddy of mine, Dave Feaster.
Yeah.
I remember him once. I was talking about this subject with him. Because he's one of the best musicians I've ever known. And on this subject, he shrugged his shoulder and said, Haney, there's only so many notes.
Yeah. So you believe in that sound advice that this band, Shout, got something good going.
Oh, not at all. They're a complete ripoff.
Grab bag.
It's what you do with those notes
yep.
that matter.
Yep. Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure.
Ooh. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. If you'd like to call us here in the studio, feel free to do so right now. Area code 239-277-9600. About 47 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word that could get you 1,000. And then later on today, the Wayback Machine. We're going to jump into the Wayback Machine, see what was on the Billboard charts for this very day in a particular year.
Can I talk to Dave?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the?
Can you tell any of those stories?
Yeah, I guess I could, man.
I wish you wouldn't.
Well, you also want me to save it for Friday?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
No, I think we should go.
I don't know about that.
Because I don't know what it is, but I know A, it'll be a lie.
No.
B, it's just him looking for attention.
No.
It's a great story.
Well, wait. You know what? We'll wait for Friday then. How about that?
What's it about?
It's a great story.
What's it about?
It's about.
Call it Tales from the Tow Truck.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what, you towing cars again?
No, no, no. This is just some stories that when I was towing cars,
okay.
Me and Haney were out talking.
Okay.
All right, so what?
Yeah, you know what? They shouldn't have allowed you to do that.
What are you talking about, bro?
They shouldn't have allowed you.
I know how to work on cars.
They shouldn't have allowed you.
He saved a young lady.
Yes.
From big time trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a hero.
Now, you want to hear this.
We'll talk about it another time. Mark, you know what? Stan's not interested. Then I'm not going to let him know.
I'll give you. Hold on. Junior. Start the clock. I'm going to give you. I need to be interested in this in
all right.
60 seconds.
All
go.
Right.
All go. Right. I don't even know why you're here. You really are just a distraction to me.
No, I'm not.
Go.
All right. So check it out. I was cruising in the Cape. Got a call at 3 a.m. Said, all right, man. Hey, go pick up this car. No problem. Get there. There's a chick, man. Totally wasted, bro. Loaded to the hilt. She had ran over like a couple of mailboxes or something. The cops weren't there yet.
And she was like in a ditch?
Yeah, she's in a ditch. So I get there. I'm on the scene. I said, hey, you know, this is $100 cash tow, you know, because it's not going through your insurance and everything. And she's like, no problem. I got it. So she proceeds to dump her purse upside down on the floorboard of the tow truck, bro. It's just everything comes out, lipstick, keys, you know, everything that the chick carries, man.
What are we up to?
So she scraped, hold on, dude, she scraped up $50, bro. But then, you know what, she got on the phone once I got the car up. Cops show up. They say, hey, you know, we're going to go ahead and let you take her, you know, take the car, take her home,
so
everything.
Saved her from a DUI.
Yeah, you know, got her, saved her from the DUI, right? So then, know what she wanted to do, bro?
She gets on the phone with her friend.
Yeah, yeah.
What? It better have the punchline right now.
The punchline, well, she gets on the phone with her friend, and she hung up the phone, and she looked over at me, and she goes, have you ever had an indecent proposal?
The best part
yeah, dude.
Is that she calls her friend for advice.
Yeah.
I'm $50 short, on the tow, and her friend's advice was
pleasure
to blank
him.
His blank.
Yeah, yeah dude.
Okay.
And I laughed, but I went back to her house every day till I got my $50.
Back up. Step back, con.
I work it, son.
I do. I'm glad he brought up cars. Most bizarre thing happened to me, and I don't know if this is commonplace or something's horribly wrong. I bought my current car that I have right now last March, so we're coming up on a year that
it's ancient to you.
This is weird. So we're up to a year. I traded my previous car in at a dealership in Charlotte County. Got my trade in, got the title transferred, got everything all done, got financed for the new car. Brand new, 18, ready to hit the road. Everything's done back in March. So I'm at home this weekend, Saturday, and my phone text goes off on my phone. And at the same time, I get an email alert on my email. It says, your car, the car I traded in March, your car has been serviced. It is ready for pickup. Here is the detailed itemization of your bill. So whoever bought my car took it in for service to a dealership that car's a manufacturer of, and I'm still in the computer as owning the car, and they're telling me exactly what my bill is, and will I come down and pick up the car now? And it was on a text message and email. And with this, it shows you the technician that worked on your car. So if you're going to pick up the car now, please text your technician to let him know that you're picking up the car. So I text him. I don't own this car. I haven't owned this car for 11 months. So whoever owns my car, I still am in the system. I guess on the VIN or something. So I text him. Don't get a reply back. The next day, Sunday, I get another email. will you please rate us on the service of your vehicle? How was the technician? Did he treat you fairly? Were the prices fair? And it's all my address, my name, all on a car that I traded in 11 months ago. So whoever owns it brings it in, and they don't even have him on record.
I wonder if you're somehow liable for whatever they do.
This is what I want to know. I've never seen anything like it. This was done at a reputable dealership.
Knock at your door one day, and you're leaving in bracelets, and you don't know why.
And it showed all the work that was done. Customer says there was a knock somewhere.
You denying you own this vehicle?
I don't own it.
Yes, I am. Well, I've got the paperwork right here. You just lied to the police.
Absolutely bizarre. I'm like, and I even texted the technician back, I don't own this car. Why do you have me bringing it in for service? I don't.
Now, let's suppose that you had a bit of a criminal impulse like Dave does.
Yep. This is what I'm saying.
Could you have gone and picked up your old car?
I bet you if I showed my driver's license and everything, they would have seen me in the system and I could have taken the car home.
Now, how long do you think it would take them to figure it out?
I don't know, because they still haven't figured it out. The final day, they want the questionnaire from me on how I like the service. And it's like, I don't own this car.
Computer says no.
Yep. So I'm also wondering if, Bill Timkins, who bought the car from me.
Are you sure it was Bill Timkins?
Why not? He gets his paperwork for picking up the car, pays for it.
Could be in his wife Sally's name.
And little Becky Lynn. And he's got my address and everything on the receipt of the car. I'm like, well, you've got to be kidding me. I don't have the title to it. I don't have anything to it. I sold it at a car dealership. Not a buy here, pay here, not a used. A new car dealership in Charlotte County. And they're telling me to come pick up my car.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't traded in your current one already.
No, I love the one. I love the one I got right now.
Really?
Because you know what? It's one of the nicest cars.
You don't drive new every two. You drive new like every 8 months.
Yeah, and the thing is, I have no desire to get rid of this car. I love the car.
It's amazing.
Love it. But if this is happening, I don't know what I need to do. I mean, we got our buddies in the car business that listen to it. Tell me what I got to do.
No, it's just data entry, man.
It is.
Got nothing to do with the car dealership. It's just data entry.
But is my address going to this clown? Does this clown that went to the lot
and
bought my car?
Well, did you see his address?
No.
Then he probably isn't seeing yours.
What do you mean, did I see his address?
So when they
grab the VIN number and put it into the system, pops up Stan.
Yeah, so they never updated it. So when this guy went to pick up the car, did they think he was trying to steal it?
I don't know. I don't know. And if I did go in to try to pick up the car, could I take it?
I'm sorry. I don't see a Timkins here.
Yeah.
Your name isn't Stan Timkins, is it?
No, it is not.
No? Nope, I can't give you the car. That's not your car, sir. That belongs to Stan. And it always will, because it loves him. And it wants to know why things didn't work out.
Yep.
Can't we try again?
Try again.
You cold-hearted bastard.
I'm telling you right now, if it's going into the shop for noises, I'm glad I got rid of it.
He's not saying you know what those noises might be.
I have no idea. They did some work on it. let's see. I'm glad Dave's here.
Dave? He's glad you're here.
Because you live in Cape Coral. So I'm assuming you know this. This is in the paper today. Dateline, Cape Coral. And this has got to happen on Super Bowl Sunday, too, doesn't it? Headline, Cape Coral Police, assault suspect led officers on 110-mile-per-hour chase through the city on Sunday. You know all about it.
Yeah, I heard the commotion.
Commotion.
Yeah.
So you were there?
Just down the street, around the corner.
You heard this happen?
Yeah, right around the corner, man.
A Cape Coral man led police on a chase reaching speeds of 110 miles per hour late Sunday after a caller reported he held a gun to a victim's head.
You don't do that.
According to the report, David G. Price Jr.,
oh boy,
age 36, assaulted a person at a home on Dave, the 400 block of Northeast 20th Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right near where you
live. Yep, just right around the corner.
The victim reported that after a physical altercation...
Where is Northeast 20th, Dave?
Yeah, where is that?
That would be... Let's see here.
It's right down the street from you, isn't it?
So I'm trying to think where I'm
at.
Don't
you know where you live?
Yeah, so that's up towards, like, the midpoint area.
Okay.
The victim reported that after a physical altercation, Price pointed a handgun to the back of the victim's head, then walked before walking out of the residence. Price fled west on Northeast 20th Street in his sweet 2005 Chrysler 300.
Nice. That's a Walter White mobile.
Yeah, as police responded, an officer saw the car, which had turned off its lights. The officer flipped on his emergency lights, and then the driver suddenly turned on his headlights and fled. The car reached about 55 miles per hour and failed to stop at stop signs as it raced through a neighborhood with a posted speed limit of 30 miles per hour. Price continued to flee, reaching speeds in excess of 110 miles per hour. As he attempted to turn onto, Dave, Northeast 24th Avenue...
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
That would be up towards the between Midpoint and Pine Island.
He lost control of the car. The car skidded into the shoulder and into the grass, damaging a tire in the car suspension. That's when a wrecker came up, and Price didn't have the extra $50.
Right on.
And offered to perform a favor.
You know what they say. Cash or grass. All right. Nobody rides for free.
Damn indecent proposals.
Price brought the car to a stop at 24th Avenue at Kismet Parkway, where police arrested him. He was taken to Lee County Jail and is facing charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, battery, driving while license suspended knowingly, reckless driving, and fleeing and eluding law enforcement. He's still in jail today, and he's due in court March 11th. Jeez.
Should have just stayed home, man.
Yep, there he is.
Yeah, that would have been north of Pine Island.
Stop correcting me. I know where Kismet is now. I didn't need your help. I thought you lived near there.
On a day like that, man.
I'm all over town.
Think about how many people that could have happened to that did stay home.
Yep. Oh, look at this. Yeah, once again, Dave right on the money. About where Northeast 20th Street is. Northeast isn't Midpoint, Dave, dummy.
Yeah,
Northeast is Andalusia and Pine Island area.
Yeah, that's right what on. I said, yeah, Pine
right
Island,
on,
man.
Right on.
Right on.
I said North Pine Island.
You know your stuff.
Now, Dave.
Dude, those streets are all effed up over there. You know that.
What are you talking about? You lived there all your life.
Well, the one road I live on stops and then goes over three roads before it picks up again and then turns.
Now, Dave, that tow truck gal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you sound very... You've got the moral high ground.
No, you've got the liar high ground.
No, I had the moral high ground. I told her, you helped her
out and you said what?
I told her, you don't need to degrade yourself.
Degrade yourself.
I said, you need to keep your morals.
You don't need to degrade yourself.
I said,
baby.
Listen, hon, you need to keep your morals. Degrade. You don't need to do what you're thinking you need to do.
Degrade.
I'll be back for the $50.
Now, let me ask you this, because you have the moral high ground. Yeah. On a scale.
I was trying to keep her from doing
ground.
Something.
Right
that
on,
she
Dave.
Did, you know what
right
I'm
on,
saying?
Right on. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot was she?
Oh, bro, she was a 4.5, man. It was.
But you considered it, didn't you?
Where on the scale would she have to be before you'd be willing to forgive that 50?
Definitely in the
five.
Eight.
Five.
No, definitely in the eight, man. Because, look, dude, she had a hair that looked like Darth Vader head, man. Are you kidding me? You're going to come on.
Where
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here.
I already did.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
All taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah. Went through three of them. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. I take that back. You went through two of them. You gave Dave one. Idiot.
Yes, yes.
You got a smoke. Garsh, you're a mooch. About 21 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word.
It's just because he hasn't been able to buy that bulk pipe tobacco so he can roll some of his cigarettes.
Excuse. Always an excuse, and you cover him because you say he's a good boy. He's not.
Well, Junior's a good boy.
Junior's a good boy. He's learning. Can we say who's here? Because we'll talk to him. We got to do a commercial, but we'll talk to him and say, can we say who's arrived? Actually, a pro.
My dad is here.
And he's a pro.
He's a pro.
He's been in the broadcast business as long as us? Longer?
Yeah, how long have you been in the business?
76.
Since 76.
Oh, yeah, he's been longer than us.
He's got us beat.
And boy, he was not pleased when he found out we dragged his son into this filthy business.
He tried to keep him out of it, you know, because once you get pulled in, it's tough getting
true.
Out of
you,
it.
You ask anybody in radio, is this what you want for your child? Absolutely not.
No. And
I think Junior's seeing why now.
Yep.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Xfinity. It literally, the way Xfinity is right now, has something for everybody. You have so much at your fingertips. The Xfinity stream.
Mm-hmm.
All of your TV in one place with the stream app. You can even download stuff to your cloud so you can watch it later on. It's sitting right there. You don't need any hookups or anything. Mm-hmm. You can watch the stuff. Sports. You go and push a button on your X1. You can get the latest scores.
We don't even have time to tell you about all that because you probably won't believe it. But the stuff they can do now, let's say you that you recorded the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If you want, you can go back with your remote and just watch the highlights. It will do it automatically for you.
It's amazing. And if you got kids, they got something called Kid Zone. It's a feature that offers a safe environment for children to browse, shuffle, watch TV. You go and get a pin, hand the remote to your kids. You know it's going to be stuff for kids ages 12 and under. And you don't have to worry about them going into seeing anything they didn't.
You know the world
to.
We live in. We got to protect our kids.
Get started right now. Call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com, or better yet, go into an Xfinity store today for all the details. Because I'll tell you, the stores are popping up everywhere as well. Let's get back to Junior and his dad, Senior. You know what? Can you get him a set of headphones so we can talk to him and say hi and find out what's going on? First of all, he's in the broadcasting business, tried to keep his son out of it, has been in it since 1976, and... Mr. Senior, welcome.
76, man.
Yeah. He goes by Big Daddy.
Big Daddy in the morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. My God, when is the last time somebody outranked us on the radio seniority rankings?
I cannot remember. Now, where do you broadcast at?
We broadcast out of Sioux City, Iowa.
How is that in Iowa?
Yeah.
Rates are going down. Radio's falling apart like everybody else. Oh, you know, geez.
Now you started. Haney and I started in 82. You started in 76. How did you get into the radio business?
Dumping waste baskets and kind of hanging around studios.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So you just went down to a radio station one day, see what was going on, and you told them, I'll sweep the floors, I'll empty garbage, just let me be let me be in the building.
Pretty much.
That's the way
the greats do it.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You would do anything to get through the door of a radio station, and that's where you got your education, and that's where how you learned how to do this.
I actually met you guys in here years back when you had Eddie Money and Pat Travers doing an acoustic set in your studio.
Get the hell out.
I was wearing a suit and tie. I've got the K-Rock bumper sticker that has your stuff on it, man.
Really? When was that? That had to be back in the 90s.
Probably, yeah. 90s, late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
So where did you start your radio career?
A little town called Crookston, Minnesota. And actually, I started in Minneapolis A lot of people say I started at the bottom and I worked my way to the top. I started at the top and I'm working my way to the bottom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I started at a radio station, KQRS in Minneapolis, a classic rock station.
In 1976, yeah. What a time to be on a rock station.
Yeah, well, I was kind of doing what Little Junior was doing, you know, and I wasn't exactly the star like you guys on the radio at that time, but I was doing whatever I could to get on the air.
But I mean, knowing what we know now about the different directions that music has taken, being on a rock station in 1976, you were right in the middle of one of the greatest of times of all times.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Aren't one of you guys from up in the North Country? I thought one of you guys was from like Minneapolis.
No. Stan's from Connecticut.
I'm from Connecticut. Oh, okay. Haney's a Florida boy, born and bred.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I liked it down here. I actually met you, Haney, when we were over watching our kids play soccer or something.
Yeah.
Way back when, because I was the sales manager for your competitors, Gator Country 101.
Oh, okay. Sure. You know,
and
that must have been like her one soccer game because she didn't like it. She only played like one or two games. So that's amazing you remember that.
Well, I never thought I'd be a guest on your program. I've been a longtime listener, by the way, guys, even when you were doing mornings from time to time.
Don't even bring those days up. And how many years have you been doing mornings now? Because we did mornings probably...
It's brutal.
On and off, but for a stretch, probably 14, 15 years of doing mornings. And you never get used to it. People say, eventually you got to get used to getting up at the same time. You get up at night, and you got to go to bed by 9, and you never, when that alarm goes off, you never get used to it.
I don't set an alarm. Never have.
Really?
I know. I tell a lot of guys that I, you know, in the radio business that I don't set an alarm.
So it doesn't bother you?
I guess not.
That's amazing. I used to have to set 3 clocks, one of them a wind-up, in case the power went out.
Yeah, I had to set 5, and then the 6th was when you would call, or then you'd have to send somebody to my house.
Get them out of bed.
You know, it's kind of funny. I left the sales thing. I was wearing the suit and tie for many, many years. That's what brought me down to Fort Myers, actually. But when I moved back up north, I was the director of sales for our Powell Broadcasting Communication Stations. And I was telling my wife, who's in the studio here with me, when you hate Sundays because it's one day closer to Monday, you better evaluate what you're doing, you know. So I had been on the air before, so I thought, well, I'll go on the air. And we were making a change on our classic rock station, and we had Imus in the morning.
Sure.
And they made the change and put Big Daddy in the morning on April Fool's Day of 2004, I believe it was. And people are calling up saying, well, okay, where's Imus? Hey, I'm Big Daddy. I'm here. You know, blah, blah, blah.
You get what you get.
They said, you suck.
Isn't that always fun after a format change or somebody leaves and you're in the chair? And,
What the hell are you talking about? We've been here 27 years and we still get that.
Well, I told you, the guy across the hall from me at our studios, he runs Q102, which is the top 40. And he used to work down here at, is it a
B103. Yeah.
He was moosing in the afternoon or whatever, but he worked down here. And I said, hey, I'm going down to see my son. He's engineering the Stan and Haney show. And his first response was, Jesus, those guys are still doing it.
Yeah.
Said, what are they, about 70 now?
Not quite.
Well, you like to say, closer to 70 than 30.
Oh, yeah, we are closer to 70 than 30, though. That is the truth. I just want to say that your son has worked out very well for us.
And it's been interesting getting his generation's perspective on all the things that are going on.
He's always been a pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got a scholarship to Florida State. And then, he's going to be a music teacher and get into the music thing. And then all of a sudden, we're hearing back from Florida State saying, hey, your kid hasn't gone to classes in the last...
How does that make... Now, wait a second, because I have the same thing with my daughter who got a scholarship. Now, let me ask a dad to a dad, because I got the same phone call. Here she is. She's got college paid for. She was in art. And your son gets to go to Florida State. A scholarship.
Yeah.
And you, first of all, when you hear that your child is getting a ride at a university, you say to yourself, I am the proudest man on the face of the earth. I have such a brilliant child. And then you get the phone call, like you were just describing, that your son, what is he planning to attend class? He hasn't been here. That's like an arrow through a parent's heart.
Yeah. And especially when we had just cut the check for his food.
And that ain't cheap. So
he could eat all his food he wants. He's just not going to class.
Well, in his defense, from what he told me, his first day there, he meets the main professor that's supposed to mold him and teach him. And that person tells him, "You have made a horrible, horrible mistake."
Yeah. So he comes and works with you guys.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, that had to make your head spin.
Well, it could be the other side of the coin. I had a daughter, his sister, who got the free ride to Florida State, got 2 degrees in psychology and political science. And so she graduates. I'm going, "Oh, honey, what are you going to do? Go back and get your master's? Because these aren't going to do you any good." And she says, "I'm moving to New York City to be a bartender."
Oh, God. Boy, you can take a punch, can't you?
You know, and it's a radio guy. You struggle all your life trying to provide for your kids, and then you find out that they just slap you in the face.
I was so in shock when he said he's going to go working with you guys, and I thought, what a way for him to start off his radio career, working with Stan and Haney.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're trying our best because he came in very lefty. And we're trying to get him at least to the middle of the road and understand. And you know what? And get him to learn to do things right. But he's one of those
kids. In show business. Yeah. He has to be lefty.
Yeah, I know. I know it. But you tell him
he's
once.
He's got to go deal with rappers and, you know, people that aren't sure what they are and all that.
I got something.
As long as the check clears, he can't judge.
Absolute Law text line. I grew up in Mound. KQ92 rocked back in the 70s.
Yes, it did. Absolutely.
So we got people that are listening to this already that know where you're coming from. Yeah. Unbelievable. Thank you. So you're down here obviously to visit your son. What did you want to get the hell out of the cold weather?
It was zero when we left.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah.
I've been seeing some of those numbers, and that's just insanity.
Yeah, I miss Fort Myers, believe me. I miss it a lot.
What now, this is Iowa?
Yeah, it's Iowa. Yeah.
Okay. I associate Iowa with just a lot of fields and a lot of farming. What goes on in Iowa? What's the fun thing to do?
We got a Hard Rock.
Hey, you do?
Yeah, so all of a sudden I get all the best musical acts coming in that I can believe. And, of course, we work on radio,
great.
So I'm getting free tickets to all of them, right?
Yeah. Well, at least you get free tickets. We don't get free tickets.
Now, I don't even know how it works anymore, but is it just the hotel, restaurant, or is it casino, the whole deal? Or?
This is the casino, Hard Rock Hotel.
Nice.
And casino, yeah.
And we got that down in Hollywood and up in Tampa, too. That's fun.
Yep.
I love
and
going down there.
And we've got the Seminole and Immokalee,
yep.
Which is great, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you proud that your son's working for us, or are you gonna, when we go into a break, you're going to go and tell him, "What the hell have you done?"
Well, would you want a kid to get into radio? One of yours?
No,
I know, exactly. So no.
What did you? What was your?
Well,
first,
we try and teach him hard lessons.
We try. What was your first reaction to him when he said, "Dad, I'm following in your footsteps"?
We should clarify. Junior was not dead set on a radio career.
No.
He was working in music production.
Yes,
and then radio thing came out of the blue.
And he told me that he was going to be, engineering your program. And I have a lot of respect for you two guys. I know I might give you some crap about it, but you guys have been around a long time. Guys like you are freaks in this industry because nobody hangs around one station as long as you guys have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've just not been told to leave.
Yeah. So far, they've just let us.
As far as
stay
I know,
here.
We're still employed.
to the best of our knowledge. I thank you for coming down and saying hi.
Yeah,
it's been
it's great
a pleasure to
see you.
Meet you. Just set them up with some T-shirts, Junior.
And I cannot believe.
Some saw. Did you get them some saw? Some Stan and Haney barbecue saw?
Oh, absolutely.
And I cannot believe that my daughter and Junior were at the same soccer field years ago. That's crazy.
Well, that proves I was listening to you back then, and I was. You guys, you've had a lot of success here, and I'm glad he's working with you. Take care of my little boy, would you?
We do. We keep an eye on him.
Well, yeah. if he's going to have trouble, it's not coming from this end. I can tell.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get out.
Not this anyway.
Now, what he does at the other time, I don't know.
Yeah. He goes, is where he is, he's with a lot of rappers.
Yeah. Basically, him coming in here to him, it's got to feel a lot like he's been sent to reform school.
He played me a production that he put together at his recording studio job, and he was actually singing the high parts on this rap song. And I go, what? You'll have to play it for him sometime.
No, that's okay.
He has got the chops in the recording studio. He really knows what he's doing.
Oh, we have another question for you. When did Big Daddy work at Gator? My wife was a receptionist, and my sister-in-law was the business manager. When did you work there? What year?
1999 and up to 2001, something like that. 99. 2001, 2002.
You know, we do have something else in common. My first radio job at the age of 15, dream come true, rock station. Never did I work for another rock station until I got here. So it was like, all right, you got a taste of it, and they changed format within like 6 months. And then I did... everything from music of your life, big band, country, adult contemporary, top 40. And it was nearly like 10 years later before I got back to K-Rock, before I got to K-Rock. And that was the only time that I've ever worked in rock radio.
Well, I know it's your show, and I'm so used to interviewing and not being the interviewee, but when did you two guys get together, just out of curiosity?
I'll tell you when we got together. We got together in 1987, February of 1987. He was the night guy, and I was brought over with another a guy to do mornings. He was there during the station change.
And instantly, we were just the best of friends.
No.
Just instantly.
Oh, we did not get along. we did not. Long, long story, Big Daddy, but we did not get along.
What a jerk.
We have been together since 1987, and we didn't become dear, dear friends until, I don't know, about 2016.
Yeah, I think we really bonded over the election.
Yeah, we bonded over the election, and we finally started talking. Because usually we don't talk to each other either.
Oh, no, we don't talk off the air. Yeah.
No, it was a Rockies start at first, but we wound up realizing that our lives, not necessarily our on-air lives, but our personal lives kind of went the same way.
It's just
everything that happened to him happened to me, or vice versa. His daughter is almost to the day 1 year older than my daughter. Our first marriages, we got married in the same church, unplanned, by the same reverend, unplanned. Wow. He was in the delivery room when my daughter was born, unplanned. That's how it worked out.
And you know, the funny thing is about you and I, and I will always remember it, is in my opinion, he was being a jerk, but I was being a bigger jerk.
Yeah.
And I think I was doing like was it 6 or 7 at midnight, and he was doing mornings, and I just waited for him one night and stayed at the station from midnight until he got in about 4. And I met him in the parking lot, and I don't know if he thought that I was there to throw down with him or what. But I remember in the dark of the parking lot, I walked up to him and I said, look, I just want to apologize. Not your fault. And at the time, it didn't seem like that big a deal. But the more time that passes, if I hadn't done that, life could be completely different.
Oh, more questions about you. And then we got to take a break because got a safe word coming up in less than 2 minutes.
Got it.
Let's see. Let me see where to start. Damn, he has a great radio voice. Have him cut a commercial for Haney's Used Nails. My wife is Linda, and sister-in-law is Mary Jane. Do you remember that?
I remember Mary Jane.
Okay.
She had, ask if she had long, dark hair. I'm pretty sure that's Mary Jane, yeah.
Well, we got them listening everywhere. I want to thank you so much for spending time with us on the air. Yeah, you've got a great son.
Thank yeah, you should be very proud of your boy.
I am, and keep your job so he can keep his.
Well, that's one thing I think we've been okay. We've
so
been pretty
far,
good at
so
that.
Good.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it, man. Nice meeting you.
Thanks for coming in.
Keep your radio on. You're just seconds away from a safe word. Could get you $1,000. A little bit later on, Wayback Machine will tell you where we're going. This is the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock.
We take you out now to Manatee Park for Southwest Florida's annual Muskrat Day celebration. Stan is there with that portly 12-pound rodent prognosticator, the lovable Muskie the Muskrat, who's about to tell us just when we can expect the arrival of spring.
What's that, Muskie? Is there going to be 6 more weeks of winter? Come on, tell me. Oh, Muskie, you nipped me. You nipped me in the ear, you little thing. Come on, 6 more weeks. Or you see your shadow? You see? Yep.
Oh, get the hell off me, you son. Get off of me. Oh, my neck.
Okay, let's. Whew. Just a little blood. Okay, let me go and try this again. Thank you, everybody, for showing up here at Manatee Park. Here we let's go again. What's that? What's that, Muskie? Stop! Fight, Muskie! Muskie! Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh! Oh! 911! 911! Oh! Sweet Jesus!
Oh! Oh! Oh!
It appears we have lost the signal. We will check back with Stan hopefully soon.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
I can't believe that. I saw Junior when he was just a little baby.
Yeah, and didn't even know it. Well, evidently soccer wasn't his forte because he would have stood out. But
how'd the soccer go?
I was pretty bad at soccer. Any sport in general.
Do you remember what position they had you play?
I think they had me on defense, but kind of like tucked in the corner. Not really getting involved in the game, you know?
Yeah. So stay back here, but stay out of the goalie's way.
Yeah, just make it look like you're doing something.
Kind of like me in Little League. I played left out. Still got about a minute to get the safe word in. Prize. Put it in at 96krock.com or on the K-Rock app on your mobile device. We're just a little ways away from the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this week, and that'll be in about another 25 minutes or so. Right now, we're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
Traffic this half hour brought to you by Jet's Pizza. We'll start in Fort Myers. There's a crash. Parr Boulevard, right at Coastal Commons at Shell Point. Lehigh Acres.
I hear it's beautiful down there.
Beautiful.
You know, Herb and Marge got a place down there at Shell Point. I hear it's beautiful.
Yep. Midge recommended it. Sunshine Boulevard North and Lee Boulevard, that's in Lehigh Acres. Sanibel got a traffic control incident. West Gulf Drive and Tarpon Bay Road. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about to tell you because staring right in front of him, today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
All right.
This is truly amazing. You know, you hear about scams all the time, your Ponzi schemes and whatnot.
Yeah.
But generally, those are based on defrauding strangers.
Faceless people.
A man came up with a Super Bowl ticket scam that netted him $1 million.
Wow.
From multiple victims. Most of whom he knows well, including his own mother.
Yeah. Wife doesn't even know where he's at.
Well, I have some guesses.
Yeah. Me too.
You know, it's been cold recently.
Sure has.
It's been so cold.
How cold is it?
Guy tried to heat his car using charcoal. It didn't end well.
Yeah, we've seen it.
Cops bust a car thief when he asks them for a courtesy jump. Mm-hmm. Store clerk stops a robbery with a banana. And finally, a perv is busted because of the tattoo on his junk. What was the tattoo?
What?
It says, fun size. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Seriously, we try to bring it to you each and every day. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Well, Super Bowl lie is in the books.
Yeah.
With that in mind.
Super Bowl 53?
Yeah.
Lie. Super Bowl lie.
Well, that's what they call it in New Orleans. Super Bowl lie. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things we learned from the Super Bowl.
Top things we learned from the Super Bowl.
Tony Romo finally made it.
Yep.
That first Super Bowl.
The choker.
No matter how much money they spend on advertising, no one with working taste buds will ever drink Michelob Ultra.
There she is.
Bill Belichick is the Tom Brady of frowning. New England leads the NFL with the most players whose first name is also a Japanese electronics company. The Rams debuted the horns logo on their helmet in 1948. Incidentally, that's the last time they updated the playbook.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Yeah, a lot of that last night. A lot of that during the playoffs, too.
I think that's what they called, giving him the business.
Yep.
Or at least that's what, when they went to the head of officials to explain the call.
Yeah, the
but never mind, they've already moved on.
Yeah.
Nothing here to see, folks.
Yeah.
There may be an immigrant family hiding in Julian Edelman's beard.
Yeah. Coyote.
Oh, shut up.
It was a phenomenal halftime show.
Oh.
Thanks to a stellar performance by Plumes of Fire.
You're a nauseating nincompoop. I'll tell you, Gladys Knight was great.
She's always great.
Singing that anthem.
She's always great. It actually can be more boring than soccer.
Yeah.
Living in America.
Woo! Didn't think it could be, but it was.
And finally, the very top thing we learned from the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Instead of doing it during the national anthem, the Rams offense took a knee during the game.
Bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
You got that right.
Every game they're scoring 30, 40 points and then nothing.
Yep. Tell me the fix wasn't in.
And that, my friend.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email time. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
We might need a stick pin here because I don't know that we've used this one before. Junior will have to check if New York Roughneck has a stick pin.
New York Roughneck?
That's what he calls himself. Gentlemen, enjoying your show from wintry Western New York State. Last Friday, at the beginning of your show, you played a dated video that I believe was prepared to warn school children of the dangers and the like of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The video sounded like one of those that I watched or listened to in my youth. Would you mind posting or emailing me a link to that video source? I want to play it for my grandchildren. thanks much for the daily entertainment sign, New York Roughneck. Chautauqua Lake, New York. Chautauqua Lake, New York. Double check that we don't have a stick pin there already. If we don't, stick pin. Chautauqua Lake, New York. Oh, this is our friend Scatter.
That's what you call him.
And he calls himself that now, too.
I'm worried about that now.
Yeah, I would be, too. Guys, I have just one thing to talk about in regards to that, and that is the Super Bowl. It was a horrible one, much like they really have been for several years. My TV suddenly switched languages during the beginning of the game, so I listened to half of the game in a different language. Well, that's because you accidentally hit the SAP button on your remote.
Yeah, I did that on a game this year and just rolled with it.
Before I... Yep. Said, what the hell? Let it go. I don't want to change it. Before I decided to figure out how to switch it back to the language I actually understand. The scores did not change much during the entire game, so it was hardly even watchable. The halftime show did not do much for me either. Neither did the commercials. You know which one I liked? Was the one that the Burger King did of Andy Warhol eating a Whopper his way.
Seems like something you'd like.
Yeah.
I didn't.
There was no lettuce. There was no nothing on it. He just had a hamburger on a bun and then put ketchup on it.
It's not coming out.
Yeah, it's not coming out.
That's all he said.
That's all he said.
I liked the NFL commercial.
The 100 years?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Those were the two.
That made me smile.
Yep. Flip through the channels that I could flip through. And the Super Bowl was still the best thing on TV, though, during that time. But still, it was horrible. I did not get hard once like I have during other Super Bowl halftime shows. You know, the ones with, like, Beyonce 6 years ago? She would be my go-to star. Sign Scatter. I don't want to read anymore. Gary writes, Haney, 100% antifreeze freezes at -4 degrees Fahrenheit. Mix it with water, and it freezes at 60 below. Just thought you'd like to know. Signed, Gary.
What's his name?
Gary.
Gary, can you look into what temperature bleach freezes at?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Yeah. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I have seen every Super Bowl. Yes, you have. Even before it was called the Super Bowl and when they would just have the NFL championship. I dare say yesterday's game was about as exciting as watching paint dry. Yes, it was a defensive game, but it had about only 10 to 15 plays that made a difference. If it weren't for Edelman and the Rams not being able to cover him, who knows what would have happened. The best part of the game was Gladys Knight's singing of the national anthem. That was absolutely awesome. Now, over the weekend, I was watching a show on Alcatraz and found out some things that were quite interesting. We all know that it held many well-known criminals, but some of the rules were extremely harsh. Did you know that one of them was a rule of silence among others? Let me tell you, if you broke the rules, the first step in punishment was solitary confinement. If that didn't work, they would put you in isolation. And if you still didn't toe the line, they put you in the dungeon. Sounds silly, right? But the dungeon was 40 feet below the rest of the prison. They would take you down there, cuff you to the bars, and just leave you there. It was pitch black, no water, no food, nowhere to go to the bathroom. You were kept there until you learned your lesson. There is a story about one prisoner who was a troublemaker. He ended up in the dungeon. It is reported that he spent one night in the dungeon. After that night, he became a model prisoner and was never in trouble again. Stan, maybe you should do that with Dave. It just might straighten him out.
Jesus.
Just a thought. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
We got the Wayback Machine for you when we come back. This is the Stan and Haney program.
It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Stan and Haney are still not afraid. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Way back coming up in just a second. I got to ask you if you saw this. When Virginia Governor Northam held his babbling press conference on Saturday.
This guy's insane.
And somebody from the one of the reporters asked him if he could still moonwalk.
And
like
he started to do it.
And then his wife had it. Inappropriate. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. What a buffoon.
And this is the same guy.
This is a buffoon.
This is the same guy because we talked about it when it happened where he put out that horrific ad of a pickup truck with a rebel flag, like trying to run down black kids.
Yep. This guy's trouble.
He's a nut, man.
Nutball.
And the more they look into this stuff,
the loonier he is.
Yeah, it's got him where he's like a pediatric neurosurgeon, and then they find these campaign materials where he's talking about treating battle casualties from Desert Storm.
And then he's got the yearbook with the black face. The abortion comments.
He is
And he's a moonwalker. Look what I got.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
Right there.
Let me see that.
Got a new slide whistle for the show.
That is like, that's like pro level.
It is a good one.
It says here.
Yeah.
Slide.
Yeah.
Trombone effects, play melodies at once without practice.
See?
La-da-da-da-da-da.
All right.
Can you do that? La-da-da-da-da-da. Perfect. Melodies at once.
Yeah.
Caution, choking hazard.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Oh, that is spectacular, Stan.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful.
Now, K-Rock.
Nothing like a new instrument to fire you up.
Such fun. Just one thing on the board. It is a crash. Daniels Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date. We do it every Monday. We take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts this week in a particular year. Today, we're going just outside the top 10. We're going to look at number 15 to number 11 this week. We'll tell you where we're going right now.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1975.
Remember, you heard it.
Yeah.
I'll bet you danced to it.
Oh, so long ago.
Now let's
live it up. Who are we living it up with?
With Stan and Haney. Number 15.
Aww. Lost her 36 years ago today. Karen Carpenter.
Voice of an angel.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
How good that sounds?
There must be some words today from above.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Whistle is nice.
It is. It's a nice and easy flow.
Yep, that's a Neville slide.
Yeah.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Voice of an angel.
She was too good for this world.
Yep.
Doesn't love Karen Carpenter.
Just like that in Tommy Boy. They didn't want to listen to that. Then suddenly they were both listening and crying. Discovered by Herb Alpert. They were on the A&M label. Coming in at number 14, Tony Orlando
and
Dawn. All toe tappers.
Time is on my side. Though the world keeps getting colder, 'cause I've got you, girl.
Can still see him in Branson.
It's my trouble now.
In my head, I can hear this on the speaker of the AM radio on Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
On my shoulder, I can find the answers in me that I never thought I'd find. 'Cause when you look in my eyes, pretty woman, the world is a piece.
It's AM gold.
Takes you right there. That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Oh, yeah.
My guiding star. You're my faith, my hope, my power. When I just can't find a reason.
I remember his variety show.
Who could forget?
I know. It's a big hit.
My hand will love.
A good friend of Freddie Prinze Sr.
I can feel the warmth returning. And my pain about to leave.
Chico, if you will.
You look in my eyes, pretty
and who could forget the man?
Right.
Right. Jack Albert. Son.
The Stan and Haney difference.
This guy was making a comeback.
He never left, Stan.
So true. Frankie Valli, In My Eyes Adored You. Number 12 this week in 1975.
My eyes adored you. Oh, I never laid a hand on you. My eyes adored you.
Well, the only thing you can do without permission.
Right.
Away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you.
Spying on her.
So close.
Following her around.
So close and yet so far.
Pair of binoculars.
Get him arrested today.
Carried your books from school. Play and make believe you're married to me.
And how old were you?
You were fifth grade. I was
six. That's inappropriate.
So
that's
wrong.
A full grade level.
Full wrong. A full walking grade level. Wrong.
Boo, Frankie Valli.
Yeah. Shame on you.
You predator.
Yeah. Shame on you, Frankie Valli. You never even touched her. Sicko.
It's all make believe.
Yeah.
No one ever laid a hand on you, my George. Like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see.
Here's the one song. Are you familiar with this song?
Nope.
Came in at.
I thought you were.
No. It just seemed interesting. Number 11, the last song we're going to take a look at, Carol Douglas, Doctor's Orders.
Hi, honey, it's me. I went to see the doctor today, 'cause ever since you've been gone, I had a pain deep down inside.
What?
He says there's nothing really wrong with me. I'm just missing my man.
Yeah.
So, honey, please.
Song in the land this week in 1975 was Fire by the Ohio Players.
Some of the greatest album covers of all time from them.
We're going to take a break. Mark Haney and the News is next.
The battered bastards of Beasley Broadcasting. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
I won't mention names.
No, that's bizarre.
I won't mention names, but...
But we just had an I know that dude moment.
Yeah, a friend of Junior's, I guess, had to film some kind of banquet or something going on, and he noticed a gentleman that was...
A familiar face.
He was a...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Very familiar face to you and I, and evidently the person filming this was very intrigued by this gentleman, who's a friend of ours, unbeknownst to him or us, just found him interesting and started filming him at the banquet.
For some reason, this gentleman kept looking at the camera with very wide eyes, and my buddy just zooming in on his face. Just a look of bewilderment.
Because your buddy was there on a job, right?
Yeah, he was filming that banquet.
And so his buddy sends him the clips of the banquet and says to Junior, look at this guy.
And what did he call him?
Fish eyes.
And so Junior comes up to Haney and I goes, you'll never believe who was in this video. And we know him well.
Mm-hmm.
Sends me a lot of...
Dear friend of ours.
Yeah. Sends me a... It always is up to date on when I get... when there's a death of a celebrity death. He always, always, no matter what time of day, will text me with an RIP that so-and-so died.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Did he text you about Liam Neeson?
He did. His career. And so I'm looking at this and... There's absolutely no connection to any of this. He's just a recognizable, friendly face that we know, dear friend.
And he's being made fun of.
He's in this this banquet that Junior's friend had a film. What the hell? Send me a copy of that.
I think his friend wants to turn him into a meme.
It would work. Wow, that is just... Who would have thunk it? Amazing. Let's get you updated. When you send that to me, I'm going to text it to him.
And you will take a certain joy in that, won't you?
I will. I'll take a certain joy. Let's get you updated. By the way, Mark Haney, the news coming up in just a second. 6 o'clock, Safe Word and the Rob Show. We'll take you into the evening. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
I want to send that to him. All right, let's take a look. It'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Java Way and Orange Grove Boulevard. In Fort Myers, we're dealing with a disabled vehicle. Seacrest Boulevard and Gladiolus Drive. And then this one up in Lehigh Acres. Crash, State Road 82 and Gateway Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Make sure I'm all equipped here. Yep. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian, and the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, February 4th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay. That is just hilarious.
Yes, it is. You know, the internet now is full of silly names that we say with no sense of irony. we talk about things like Google and Yahoo.
Yeah.
And they make sense to us.
Yep.
Prior to that, they were nonsense words.
If you said to somebody in 1975, Google, Yahoo, what else?
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah. I can't think of any right now. Instagram.
It didn't start out that way. Yahoo was originally known by a different name.
Oh, really?
Yahoo was originally called Jerry and David's Guide to the World Wide Web.
I like it.
Because it makes sense.
Yep.
But then they thought, too wordy. Let's call it Yahoo instead. They changed the name 2 months after they launched.
And the rest is history. Oh, did you see this, Annie? Representative Ocasio-Cortez will be bringing activists who confronted Senator Flake during the Supreme Court.
Yep, right off the old Soros payroll.
Yep, going to be at Trump's State of the Union to stir things up. You know what? You know, let me tell you something. John Daly had things right in Chicago.
I'm seeing all these things happen, and they think they're on top of the world.
They think they are.
But I truly think the Democratic Party is imploding before our eyes because people, the vast majority of people, do not agree with the things they're pushing.
Nope. And even centrist Democrats have to go to that left.
That's what I'm saying.
Or they'll be steamrolled by these blabbermouths.
I think that you would have a lot of Democrats who for years have been kind of apologists for some of the radical left-wing stuff and going, well, that's not really what they mean. That's not really what's going to happen. And now they're just right out with it. Yeah. This is what we want to do.
It's crazy.
And if it happens, it's our fault because they're basically coming out and going, we want to destroy the country.
So what we're basically going to be watching tomorrow night is disruption, uproar, scenes being made, which is, keep in mind, whether you like Trump or not, it is in the Constitution that the president must report the State of the Union to the Congress. Yeah, he has to do it. And yet they're going to go and have rabble-rousers there. Paid rabble-rousers. Unbelievable.
I just hope people are paying attention. Because for too long it's been, well, they can't really mean that. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They're telling you.
Sorry about that, folks, but we just had to get that out there.
Which came first?
The chicken.
Chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream?
Same time.
Chocolate was invented before vanilla.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Why bother to argue over it?
Yep.
I'm sure someone will.
Yep. There'll be somebody. And I go pipe up.
You know, the United States has distinguished itself in Olympic competition many a time.
Absolutely. We used to be the leaders.
But there is one particular U.S. team that has been nothing but a disappointment. And that would be the U.S. men's field hockey team.
A girl sport.
The U.S. has had a men's field hockey team compete in the Olympics 6 times, and they've never won a single game.
In a girls' sport.
However, having said that, the U.S. men's field hockey team did win a bronze medal in 1932.
Hey!
Despite never winning a game. Why?
Why?
Because they were one of the only three teams that participated.
Because it's a girls' sport.
Indeed.
Okay? When I was in high school.
Well, you're not supposed to say that anymore.
No, but it's true. When I was in high school, there was only a girls' field hockey team. There was not a boys' field hockey team. And I'll tell you right now, and I don't know if it was this way at other schools when you were growing up in the 70s, the prettiest girls all played field hockey.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and the way that we're going now, with there's no difference between the sexes, biology be damned. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead. There's no more women's golf or women's tennis. Let them compete against men.
Yeah, well, they'll get beat.
Yeah, and then we won't have to worry about it. You won't ever see a woman play the sport again.
Nope. It's true.
They'll be beaten badly.
To this day.
Badly.
To this day, they will still have, on occasion, a tennis match with one of the top male tennis players taking on one of the top female tennis players. The girls get beat. Physically, keep in mind, and I think this is unfair, in your tennis majors, guys have to play a best of five set. Girls, best of three. Because they don't have the stamina.
Yeah. So let's just follow it to its logical conclusion, yep. And women won't be able to participate.
Yep.
If you get your way, yep. Women will yep. not be yep. participating.
Yep.
It would be pointless.
Yep.
And humiliating.
Yep.
Just because you want to pretend something's real doesn't make it that way.
Thank you, Haney. Look at Junior. He's just head down.
Why?
Because he doesn't believe in that. He believes equality in sport no matter what.
But it's not true.
I know. By the way, I saw that thing that you were looking at back in, what, the teens, the aughts, in the 20th century. They came up with a new sport, boxing on horses.
Yeah, they were doing it in Germany. It just didn't take off like they thought it would.
Two prize fighters on the back of a horse fighting. Mm-hmm. Love it.
There is a businessman in the Atlanta area named Ketan Shaw.
Yeah.
And for the past few months, he's been going around advertising special access to great Super Bowl tickets.
This is so bad.
Now, when I say advertising, not publicly, you had to be in the know.
Yeah, you had to be in the inner circle.
The only way you were going to get access to these great Super Bowl tickets is if you were a close friend, business contact, or relative. This is not for the general public.
Exactly.
So Mr. Shaw collected about $1 million from around a dozen different people, including lifelong close friends,
yeah.
business associates, and even his own mother. Yeah. Once he got the money, he completely vanished. No one has seen him. No one knows where he is. No one has heard a word. Police say they're trying to track him down. A spokesman says, quote, "It's not that he posted an ad and random people are contacting this guy. He's known these people for many years. We'd certainly like to get his side of the story and see if there's something more to it. Some kind of trouble, perhaps?"
Yeah.
He took $1 million
yes.
from those closest to him.
Yes.
And disappeared.
Yeah.
Like an old tumbleweed.
I don't think you'll be seeing him.
Nope.
Anytime soon. Oh, by the way, a texter calling. This is not Haney or I. I'm not going to dispute the man on it at all. I will not confront him because I don't have the facts. He apparently has the facts.
Oh, wonderful.
It's not just stamina women are lacking when they challenge men in sports.
I see.
According to this texter, it's also that they have a short attention span.
Well, that's a proven scientific fact. Thank you, Texter.
Yeah.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a 32-year-old gent named Justin Comer from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Ah, you better believe it. That's good. That's what country?
NASCAR country. And on Thursday, his car wouldn't start.
In NASCAR country.
So he went looking for help.
Yeah.
Now, it just so happens, two police officers were nearby checking out a drug complaint. So Justin approached the officers and asked if they'd give him a jump.
Okay. All right.
The officers came over to assist and couldn't help but notice and found it a bit odd that the ignition key was broken.
Idiot.
So they ran his plates and learned that Justin was driving a stolen car.
You don't say.
He was arrested for possession of a stolen vehicle. If only it ended there.
But it doesn't.
While the cops were dealing with Justin, a 55-year-old busybody named Michael Lewis wandered up just to see what was going on. And his interest was rewarded by the police running his name and realizing he had an outstanding warrant for shoplifting. So he was arrested too. No one knows what happened with the original call. They were too busy with the other guys.
I don't know if this is true. Somebody has just said this, and it sounds completely plausible. The Olympics are changing. Ahoy, guys. The Olympics are going to have mixed gender relay races in swimming next summer. I think each team has to have two of each gender on their four-person relay. What happened when we were growing up? It was the men's relay. It was the women's relay.
Well, can't help but wonder who'll be the closer.
Yeah. Won't be a girl.
Now, the question is, do you start both girls, get them out of the way quick, or do you start with a man to get a big lead and then put the girls in the middle and let the last guy make it up?
You start with the man, get a big lead. Get the two girls in there. Just get them over
with. Let them flutter around.
And then have the anchor go.
Yep. I don't understand. It is not beneficial to women with all of this.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
No. Start off, get a big lead.
Mm-hmm. Then let the women flutter about.
Yep.
Let them do their best.
Yep.
They participated.
Yep.
And then close the deal.
Yep.
See, that's another thing. They lack, they quite simply lack the will to win, Stan.
Yep.
And you know what? That's okay.
That's okay.
Because they're supposed to be caring, nurturing people.
That's right. Yes.
It's not their job to win.
No, it's not.
So it's an awful lot of pressure off if you just embrace what you are.
Yep.
Yeah. Isn't that what it's all about? You're supposed to be yourself.
Yep, be yourself.
Yep.
You don't have to be something anybody else expects you to be.
Yep.
Just be yourself.
Just wear a dress.
Yep, and hide the mess.
The fire department in Madison, Wisconsin received a call on Thursday afternoon about a car on fire.
Yeah. There are
now,
so many people going, oh, look at, listen to them. Listen to them.
What, about a car on fire?
Yeah.
Now, when a car is on fire, generally, they want to learn why. Because it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out, this one was not a big mystery to be solved. They were able to find out pretty quick what caused the car fire.
Oh, really?
It was very cold, and the owner had tried heating his car up by putting hot charcoal underneath it.
That's the Kingsford edge.
He said he'd been having trouble starting the car for the past several days, so he thought the charcoal might thaw it out.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant.
Firefighters were able to put out the fire before it could spread, but it had its way with his car.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man, Mark Haney.
Bill?
This is all supposed to be normal.
That's what we're being told.
Yeah.
There's a 28-year-old gent named Joshua Hilliard in Cottonwood, Arizona.
That's all the cottonwood snake.
And speaking of snakes, he's been tutoring high school students as part of a mentoring program.
Damn snake.
Well, as luck would have it, turns out he's a bit of a perv.
You don't say.
Apparently, he sent a picture of his junk to a 16-year-old girl he was working
Come
with.
Come on now.
And when the police arrested him, they were able to confirm it was a picture of him.
Yeah.
Because he has a tattoo on his member. The tattoo is the words, fun size. He then thought it would be a great idea to get into an argument with the arresting officers over Arizona's age of consent. In the officer's opinion,
yes,
it's 18. In the perv's opinion, well, it ought to be 16.
Jeez.
He was charged with a felony for providing harmful materials to a minor.
Look at this clown ass who thinks he's Mr. Hipster with the Abe Lincoln beard and the attitude for his mugshot. Look at this jackball. You know what? He's the kind of guy you want to walk up and just punch him right in the face.
Well, you just can see, obviously, the direction he's headed is nowhere.
Yep.
How fast?
How fast does he want to go?
That's like a high-speed chase to nowhere.
Yep. Look at him. What a just dimwit. Nice Abe Lincoln beard. I guess that's in.
I'd like to see the tattoo artist, please.
Yep.
And that's the news for today, Monday, February 4th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock, and he will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Few things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers. Hit and run. 3200 block of Buckingham Road. Then in Estero. Crash. Tidewater Key Boulevard and Ben Hill Griffin Parkway. One more for you. It's in Bonita. Shangri-La Road and Paradise Road. And you are up to date.
Time for me to get away.
once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I am now going to teach you everything I have learned after 10 years of stand-up comedy. If you are on unemployment and you want to stay on unemployment, all you have to do at any point during the job interview is respond in this fashion. If they say, "Why should we hire you?" you look them right in the eyes and you say, "I'm JJ Fad and I'm here to rock." That is another 6 weeks of unemployment. Right there. I have gotten so good at it, I don't even wait for the interview to start anymore. I walk in, I shake hands, and I say, "Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Humpty." Then they look at my resume. They're like, "We see you once got busy in a Burger King bathroom." Tell us about that, Humpty.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. All right, Super Bowl 53 in the books.
And now, here's your complete wrap-up of Super Bowl 53.
Boring.
Boring.
This has been your complete wrap-up of Super Bowl 53.
Yep, there you go. You know, there you can't get back the 3-4, depending on how long you watch, 5 hours. You can't get it back. That's time you lost. Here are some ideas of what you could have been doing.
So, football fan, the big game is history, and you sat through every boring minute of it. 4+ hours of a game that should have been called Punapalooza. Through diligent research, we've compiled a list of some of the things you could have done during that 4 hours and change.
Thinned out your Facebook friends. Thinned out the hair in your ears. Planted an herb garden. Planted a relative. Organized your sock drawer. Had sex once if you're Sting. Joined a gym. Joined a cult. Joined a cult who meets in a gym. Oh wait, that's CrossFit. Sacrificed a chicken. Sacrificed a virgin. Sacrificed a virgin chicken. But how could you tell? We don't want to know. Painted a mustache on a Tom Brady poster. Painted a mustache on a Gisele Bündchen poster. Send a condolence card to the Rams kicker. Send a monster.com application to the Rams kicker. Or eat wings, pizza, and nachos until you pass out.
Because whatever would have come out of you would have been way more exciting than the game.
Yep. Oh, in case you missed it.
And there it is. The dynasty continues. And the Patriots have added another chapter to their legacy.
Laughter. Seriously, we try to bring it to each and every day. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Well, Super Bowl lie is in the books. With that in mind.
Super Bowl 53.
Yeah.
The lie. Super Bowl lie.
Well, that's what they call it in New Orleans. Super Bowl lie. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things we learned from the Super Bowl.
Top things we learned from the Super Bowl.
Tony Romo finally made it.
Yep. That first Super Bowl. The choker.
No matter how much money they spend on advertising, no one with working taste buds will ever drink Michelob Ultra.
There she is.
Bill Belichick is the Tom Brady of frowning. New England leads the NFL with the most players whose first name is also a Japanese electronics company. The Rams debuted the horns logo on their helmet in 1948. Incidentally, that's the last time they updated the playbook.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Yeah, a lot of that last night. A lot of that during the playoffs, too.
I think that's what they called, giving him the business. Yep. Or at least that's what, when they went to the head of officials to explain the call.
Yeah, the non-call.
But never mind, they've already moved on.
Yeah.
Nothing here to see, folks.
Yeah.
There may be an immigrant family hiding in Julian Edelman's beard.
Yeah. Coyote.
Oh, shut up.
It was a phenomenal halftime show.
Oh.
Thanks to a stellar performance by Plumes of Fire.
Yeah. You're a nauseating nincompoop. I'll tell you, Gladys Knight was great.
She's always great.
Singing that anthem.
She's always great. It actually can be more boring than soccer.
Yeah.
Living in America.
Woo! Didn't think it could be, but it was.
And finally, the very top thing we learned from the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Instead of doing it during the national anthem, the Rams offense took a knee during the game.
Yeah.
Bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
You got that right.
Every game they're scoring 30, 40 points and then nothing.
Yep. Tell me the fix wasn't in.
And that, my friend.
Elvis has left the building.
Yeah, it's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.